is FMR.
Hartlike goeiemiddag. Dit is Vrydag 12:00 17 Oktober op 'n heerlike sonskyndag in die moederstad en u is ingeskakel by Cape Diary Kaapse Dagboek saam met my Jaco Forster en my ongelooflike klankingenieur Jordan tot en met 1:00. FMR Fine Music Radio ondersteun die gemeenskap en saai klassieke en jazzmusiek uit. Indien jy jou geleentheid in toon wil stel, stuur asseblief 'n volledige media vrystelling na Lenet by diary@fmr.co.za ten minste 2 tot 3 weke voor die geleentheid. Cape Diary Kaapse Dagboek will also be available as a podcast later today, so please do visit our website at fmr.co.za/podcasts to have another listen at any of today's interviews. Now, we feature a wonderful and packed lineup of guests joining us in studio today to tell us about their upcoming events. First to join us is the Wagner Society's chairman, Herbert Lückner, telling us more about an upcoming performance by the Richard Wagner Society Lieder Soiree of Art Songs taking place on Sunday, the 26th of October in Sea Point at 6:30 p.m. Co-owner taking care of marketing, Ash Searle, enlightens us with Kalk Bay Theatre's plans until December, featuring Man Band, Rogue, that opens on the 28th of November, as well as Brendan and the Bells, among others, that will be featured until December. MD Matthew Schulz will be telling us more about the Galileo's open-air movie magic that returns to Cape Town's starry skies, with shows taking place in various venues from the 15th of October 2025 to the 16th of May 2026. Ingrid Gollum also joins us to tell us more about the Kirstenbosch Concert Classics featuring the stars of opera UCT, with Jeremy Silver at the piano, that will be taking place on Saturday, 18 October at 6:30 p.m. at Kirstenbosch Moyo Restaurant. And to finish off our wonderful program, owner of Alma Cafe, John O'Tate, tells us more about SNY Experience, a tribute to Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, taking place on the 18th of October at 7:30 p.m. at the Drama Factory. Get ready for an unforgettable evening of music and emotion as the Richard Wagner Society kicks off its new season with a Lieder Soiree, Melodies in Words, songs about love and loss. And joining me in studio now to tell us more about this spectacular event is the Wagner Society's chairman, Herbert Glückner. A very warm welcome, Herbert.
Thank you very much.
Herbert, this Lieder Soiree sounds like a very special event. Could you maybe start by telling us what inspired the Richard Wagner Society to open the season with an evening dedicated to art songs?
Well, one of our goals is to help and to present local artists, and especially solo artists. And we are lucky to have two excellent ones for our next concert, namely Linnell Kennett and Stefan Lombard. I would say well-known in Cape Town as well. And we offer really a variety of songs and composers, beginning with Mozart and bringing also a South African composer, which you do unfortunately not hear very often. And the romantic classical ones like Schumann and Berlioz and a few others, lesser known ones, and Richard Strauss.
Oh, now the program is beautifully titled Melodies in Words, Songs About Love and Loss. What was the idea behind that theme?
Well, it sounds very different, but melodies and songs and arias is basically all the same. So we wanted to give the soloists a chance, an opportunity to show their talents and the variety of interpretations necessary for all these different songs.
Now, tying in with what you've just told us, the recital features music in German, French, and even Afrikaans, which is quite a linguistic journey. How did you decide on this mix of repertoire?
Well, it's actually a wonderful opportunity to show what a singer can do and all the abilities she has, and together with Stefan, it's different styles, so they can really express themselves.
Now, one highlight, of course, is Schumann's complete song cycle, Frauenliebe und Leben. Now, for listeners who may not know it, could you maybe share a little about its story and emotional impact?
It's about a woman that is talking about her experience and her sensations she has when she, for instance, feels a ring on her finger, and she talks about her experience to her sisters and friends, and it's full of emotion.
And the program also includes both well-known and rarely performed pieces. Can you maybe tease us with two surprises that audiences can look forward to?
Oh, absolutely. I'm very proud and very happy that we have one of the numerous Mozart concert arias, namely Non più tutto ascoltai, non temer amato bene. So there, a soprano can he's really challenged, and she can really show off what you can do. Of course, it's in Italian, but it's more or less the usual story in Italian arias. But it's absolutely a rarity. It's beautiful, and you have a unique chance to hear it on Sunday.
Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Richard Wagner Society, what role does it play in promoting classical music and song culture in South Africa?
We want to give singers and artists a chance and a platform to perform, and especially perform as soloists, because we don't have money and space for big orchestras. So it's chamber music, and chamber music was done in the beginning originally for a chamber, namely a private house. Mm. And at Wagner's house, Schubert's house, and so. And so it's I'm continuing this experience.
I'm so happy that you mentioned that, because my next question to you is actually about the soiree that will be held in Seapoint, and it's being described as a house concert setting. What kind of atmosphere can guests expect on that night?
Well, it is very relaxed and cozy atmosphere. Everybody gets something to drink, preferably wine, South African wine. And they are close to the singers. They can talk to the singers or soloists. They learn even a lot about music and music making.
And it's a more intimate setting.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, earlier in the interview, you mentioned quickly about Linnell and Stefan. And they recently won a 2025 DStv CakeNet Fiesta Award for Best Music-Driven Performance. How does that recognition reflect on their work together as a duo?
Oh, well, it's a stimulant for them, certainly, to try even better. But being a singer is a major challenge anyway, all the time, for every performance, and for the pianist as well, of course.
And finally, for those eager to attend, how can listeners book their tickets and become part of this unforgettable evening of love, loss, laughter, and life through song?
They can book through Gilly Cohn, and the info at richardwagner.co.za, and Gilly Cohn's telephone number is 082-459-6225.
Can you just repeat that for us again?
082-459-6225.
Herbert, we are all looking forward to this wonderful performance. Thank you so much for joining me and telling us more about it, and we wish you all only the best.
Thank you very much indeed for having me.
FMR. Get ready for non-stop laughter this Wednesday night only. It's Barry Hilton, Audience Unplugged, where you choose the topic and Barry turns them into comedy gold. No script, no limits, just pure, unpredictable fun. Don't miss the laughs and be part of the show. And joining me in studio now to tell us more about this initiative is co-owner Ash Searle. Good morning, Ash.
Hello, how are you doing?
Good, good, good. Ash, this Wednesday sounds like an absolute riot. What can audiences expect when Barry Hilton hits the stage for Audience Unplugged?
So, I think what's really interesting about this show specifically is, I mean, everyone knows Barry. He's the cousin. He's the funny guy. South African audiences absolutely love him. What he's done this time is Audience Unplugged is a concept where he just asks for a topic, someone gives him a topic, and he will just rapid fire comedy in the direction of whatever the hint was, whatever the word is that they throw at him. He just goes and he just improvises accordingly.
Now, it sounds like it isn't just a show. It's basically an experience. How can the audience really get involved on the night?
So I would say, you know, if he's asking for a suggestion of a topic, give one. And if there's something that you think is a really interesting topic, something that would be funny, something that, you know, challenge him, see how he does. But yeah, don't just sit back and watch. Get involved.
Okay, well, you're talking about topics now, okay, and the audience gets to choose the topics. Can you maybe give us a sneak peek at some of the, let's call it wild and unexpected suggestions that have sparked comedy gold in past shows?
So it's so interesting. You know, we've often got phenomenal comedians, like the one that always sort of stands apart for me is Alan Committee. And what I always find unbelievable is he'll often ask the audience where they're from. And it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what country. They can say they're from Norway, from the Czech Republic, from Uzbekistan. It doesn't matter. He will have something to say in that direction. So I find that's always brilliant. His ability to just wing it with some crazy country and the knowledge that he has on sort of things that happen in other countries is unbelievable.
Yeah, all cultures and denominations. Okay, now Ash, once the laughter fades from Wednesday night, there's still a sizzling lineup ahead. Can you maybe tell us about the final weekend of Exposé and what makes it such a must-see mix of burlesque, music and dance?
So something that's really interesting about Exposé, if people have seen our end of year, our sort of naughty cabaret end of year show, you will always notice Jess. Jessica Kohler is the girl on the pole, the girl on the aerial. She's an unbelievable athlete. And Exposé is her brainchild. Tamsin Dexter and her got together and said, we want to do this burlesque show, but we want to make it something special that celebrates women, is sophisticated, classy. And we basically gave them the reins. And what they came back with and what they've sort of presented audiences with is just the most unbelievable, polished, sexy, phenomenal show with five unbelievable dancers and Lucy Tops on vocals, who's just incredible.
I love the way you punt this. But then there's Man Band opening next Thursday, which is comedy, music and dance all in one. What kind of vibe can we expect from that show?
So Man Band is a show that's very special to me and it's very special to us. For those of you who don't know, I run the theatre very much with my brother Brad. And a while ago, we sat with Alex Tops, Lucy Tops' husband, and Liam McDermott, another one of the sort of seasoned performers at our theatre. And we said, we want to do a show. We just want it to be guys like a band with men. And then Alex said, let's just call it Man Band. And we thought it was the dumbest name ever, but it stuck. And Man Band has just become an audience favorite. It's a firm favorite. And I think the reason is because, as I said, it's Brad, Ash, Liam, and Alex. Mm. And on stage, we are just ourselves. And it's self-deprecating. It's honest. It's open. There's no performance in terms of we're not playing characters. We just play ourselves. We sing great music, barbershop, quartet style. There's some dancing, some tap. There's some instrument playing. Liam's got a new loop station where he does the most incredible stuff on guitar. And it's a very impressive show, but at the same time, it's just got so much personality, so much charm. People always say to us, when they finished watching Man Band, they said, I feel like I know you guys. I feel like I'm friends with you. And we were just sitting in your lounge and you guys were just chatting, which is, it's hugely steeped in comedy. As I said, we don't take ourselves seriously at all, but it's just such a great night out. Good music, good comedy, and just such a great vibe.
I love the electric vibe I'm getting from you. Now, the season just keeps building. Rogue actually opens on the 28th of November with a blend of cirque, cabaret, and comedy, which basically sounds spectacular. But how do you keep topping each event?
Yeah, so good question. The name of the show is Rouge, and it's French. But the show, I would say, is European. It's, you know, we're touching on the Spanish culture. We're touching on Italy, France, Turkey, sort of, you know, all over the place. It is very difficult to keep topping the, you know, to keep it, like keeping up with people's expectations. Mm. But what we do have this time is an unbelievable cast. Just an unbelievable cast. We got Liam Gillespie, who runs the Outlaw base, and he's joining us. So it's Brad, myself, Liam Gillespie. When it comes to the female cast, we've got Tamsin Dexter, as I said, just unbelievable. Jessica Kohler, Ruby Burton, who runs Sensuel. Mm-hmm. And then we've got Lene Jordan who on vocals, seven of us. It's such a great dynamo team, and yeah, we're really, really excited. We're busy rehearsing aerials and straps and dances and songs, and there's some fussy, there's some tap, there's a bit of everything.
And just quickly, closing the year on a very high note, Brendan's Christmas show is in December.
Yes.
What can audiences look forward to in that festive mix of music and comedy?
I'm really excited for this. I do the tech for Brendan's shows when he's at the theatre because I love watching the show. His shows are always so perfectly packaged. It's just such a great blend of comedy and phenomenal music. But this time, Kathy Specific is putting her costume away, and Brendan is performing the show as Brendan. Oh. And he's backed with two phenomenal performers, Elaine Faree and Jess van Alleman, and unbelievable vocalists. And it's just a feel-good Christmas show. It's naughty. It's Brendan. It's mm-hmm. always a bit naughty. He's tongue-in-cheek. But it's just, he's just so professional. And my understanding is Kathy Specific is a phenomenal woman, but I think Brendan is a phenomenal performer, standalone as himself. And I can't wait. I can't wait for that one.
Well, Ash, it's been absolutely super amazing chatting to you about this wonderful initiative. And we all here at Fine Music Radio wish you only the best.
Thank you so much. We'll see you guys at the theatre.
Absolutely. And remember, if you would like to showcase your event, please send a full media release to lynette@diary@fmr.co.za. Cape Town, get ready for movie magic under Cape Town's starry skies. The Galileo Open Air Cinema is back for its 14th spectacular season from 15 October 2025 to 16 May 2026, bringing you unforgettable nights of picnics, films and starlit fun. And here in studio to tell us more about this is MD Matthew Schultz. A very warm welcome, Matthew.
Thanks, Aku. Hi.
Matthew, the Galileo is returning for its 14th season, and that's really quite an achievement. What do you think has made this event such a beloved Cape Town tradition over the years?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, we are really grateful and privileged to have such great support over the years. I mean, we started in 2012. It was a really wonderful idea from an amazing woman called Wenu, and she had this idea to bring entertainment and mix it with the glory of nature that we have in Cape Town. So the Galileo is really about having a picnic, but also watching a movie and spending time with friends, family in all of these wonderful locations we have.
Now, you just mentioned it. It's not just about movies. It's about experiencing them. How would you describe the magic that happens when movie lovers gather under the stars?
I think the fact that we're outside really makes a big difference. So you're not just arriving for a movie, which you would do at sort of an indoor cinema. You're arriving a few hours early, you're bringing a picnic or you're buying stuff on site, you're spending time with your friends and your family and your loved ones, you're chatting about things, you're listening to music, you're playing games, you're winning competitions. And I think all of that sort of adds to the experience of a really fun day out in nature with friends, like really experiencing something different. So it's not just about the movie, it's about everything that happens before it as well.
Absolutely. And the season seems really packed with new and exciting additions like live sports, screenings, dog-friendly shows, and even royal experiences. Can you maybe tell us a bit more about these fresh concepts and what inspired them?
Yeah, sure. I'm glad you brought that up, actually, because yeah, to start with us sort of being in our 14th season, 12-year-old company, there's obviously a lot of things that we've kept and have maintained, which are working, but obviously we try and improve year on year and make a better experience for our guests. So a few of the new things we're trying this season are the live rugby screening. So we did the Borka game a couple weekends ago, which was really great when Sasha had his unbelievable game. We're doing the next game against Ireland on the 22nd of November. So that's a live screening. We've got a huge LED screen. We're going to sell buri rolls. That's something brand new. We're trying to make a family-friendly occasion to come and watch the Springboks. Another new thing we're doing is, or we're bringing it back actually, it's called the Galileo Royale, which is a sort of more elevated, exclusive experience. You getting treats, you're getting a welcome drink, you're getting canapes, you're getting a really nice gourmet meal. It's a smaller, intimate setting, so there's not as many people, you have more space, and you're in these really unique locations that the typical Galileo shows don't go to.
I want to actually touch on it, because the Galileo is known for its beautiful outdoor events across the Cape. But how do you decide on these locations, and do you have any new or particularly special ones lined up for this year?
Yeah, so it's sort of a give and take with how we decide on our venues. A lot of venue partners will approach us sort of in the off season and say, hey guys, we've heard of the Galileo, we see the awesome audience that you bring and sort of the whole crowd and the vibe, it looks really great, how do we get involved? So we're always open to those kind of sort of inbound leads, and then at the same time I'm also approaching a lot of venues to be like, hey guys, you have a fantastic space, do you have a lawn, would you be interested in hosting an event like this? We sort of take care of all of the admin, but you would have the opportunity to do this. So yeah, a few new venues we have. We have our first show in Noorduk this season, which is going to be really cool, at the Garden Emporium. We are back at Allée Bleue in Franschhoek, and then we have a lot of our sort of trusted favorites like Blauwklippen and Laurensford, Kirstenbosch Garden, of course, the V&A Waterfront, Central Park. So we're all over the winelands. How the schedule works, in case anybody listening doesn't know how our sort of week looks, we average about 4 shows a week, starting on Wednesday and ending on Saturday. Most of the weekday shows, so I think Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, are at Kirstenbosch Garden in Newlands. And then every Saturday, we move to a different wine farm. So that'll be in Paarl, Stelies, Franschhoek, Wellington, wherever.
Okay. Now, you've also got a mix of classic favorites, family films, rom-coms, musicals, and way more.
Yes.
How do you choose the movie lineup for the season, and do audiences ever get to influence this selection?
Yeah, it's a great question and something we ask quite often, to be honest. The movie selection process actually takes really long. When I joined, I had no idea how involved it was, but it's a lot of back and forth. It's a lot of looking at past seasons, what worked well, what do people enjoy watching, and then also looking at what is a new movie that's maybe come out recently or did well at the Oscars, or it has a great cult following that we can try bring that in to make the season fresh. So, of course, part of the season, we have to play the same movies every year. We call them the Galileo favorites. We're thinking of things like Grease and Dirty Dancing, The Notebook, Mamma Mia, those classics that people want to see and will book out sort of as soon as the schedule goes live. But then we also try and bring in some more contemporary movies and try new things. So, for example, last night we played Inception, which we hadn't done before. We did The Matrix last season. We've got Past Lives and Parasite coming up. So we try and mix and match, you know, bring in, and then also like some older classics that people know but maybe hasn't been shown at the Galileo before. For example, Fight Club or Pulp Fiction, those like real classics that haven't been shown here but we think will work. So let's give it a try.
You touched on themed nights a little earlier. So let's talk about themed nights like Halloween, Christmas, and Valentine's Day, because it sounds like a lot of fun. What kind of atmosphere and surprises can guests expect at these special shows?
Yeah, those special shows are, I guess it's in the word, those are really special to us. They happen 4 times a year, and you mentioned them there. So we have Halloween coming up in 2 weeks' time, and that we call them special shows because there's extra entertainment, there's competitions, there's best dress, there's things to do for the kids, and obviously it's a themed night for that event. So you can expect, yeah, just a lot more effort and sort of things going on than your typical sort of standard summer picnic show. So those special shows are Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, and Easter. And we have a kids version for both.
Okay, Matthew, I wanted to ask you this because I know you've said that unforgettable memories are made when we stay in the present. So just very briefly, how do you think the Galileo helps people disconnect from daily distractions and reconnect with one another?
Yeah, sure. That's a great question. I think it's the fact, sort of as I touched on earlier, it's about the experience. You're doing a picnic, you're having some snacks, you're with your family and your friends and your loved ones. It's sort of really rude to be in this amazing location with these people doing something that you're looking forward to and sitting there on your phone not really engaging. And I think what we try and do as well is there's stuff on screen, there's games on the side, there's vendors, there's music, there's a lot going on that will keep you entertained at the same time. But, of course, if you wanted to just sit back and relax and chill, that's also an option. You're outside, you're on the lawn, you've got a picnic blanket, you can do what you want. So I feel like that's helping us engage with one another.
Absolutely. And where can our listeners find tickets?
Okay, guys. You can buy tickets on webtickets.co.za. Or if you wanted to see the full lineup, you can go to thegalileo.co.za.
Matthew, All of us here at Fine Music Radio wish you only the best of luck, and thank you so much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you, Jaco. I appreciate it.
FMR 101.3 FM.
Get ready for a night of pure magical music at Kirstenbosch. Moyo is launching an exciting new concert series, Kirstenbosch Concert Classics, shining a spotlight on South Africa's rising stars in classical and jazz. And joining me now to tell us more about this spectacular event is Ingrid Kollum. Good morning, Ingrid.
Hello.
Ingrid, can you maybe tell us about this exciting new series? What inspired Moyo to launch the Kirstenbosch Indoor Classic concerts?
Well, the owner of Moyo, Glenn Laros, he loves piano music and also is a supporter of the arts in Cape Town. And he thought that he could contribute by starting a new series to give a platform to rising stars and upcoming artists, as well as and local musicians who are also established, and of course the ones that still are upcoming.
What makes this concert series different from other live music experiences at Kirstenbosch?
Well, this series will complement the outdoor series that happens on the outdoor platform, and this is indoor concerts in the Moyo restaurant, and it has a much more intimate feel. And while not only showcasing Moyo, it also gives the audience a chance to experience and hear the performers in a closer setting.
Maybe you want to talk us through, how did Moyo and Kirstenbosch get involved with one another in bringing these two together?
Well, this was a conversation that I had with Glenn Laros, and he recently acquired a piano in the Moyo restaurant, and because of the piano, he then decided that he would want to start a series in Moyo.
Mm-hmm. Now, I also understand that the concert ties into Jeremy Silver's upcoming production of The Fledermaus. How does this performance serve as a preview for that production?
Well, the aim for that concert was that Jeremy Silver and his singers were going to preview some highlights from the performance, as well as some other arias, and various things that they have been doing. But unfortunately, due to the road closures, that concert has had to be postponed after the production of Der Fledermaus, because the safety of the audiences was a factor, and because the roads are closed, we decided that we needed to move that concert.
Of course, but the concert will still take place.
But the concert will still take place just after the performance of Der Fledermaus, and we will keep you informed of the date.
Oh, wonderful. Now, Ingrid, Opera UCT is known for showcasing incredible young talent. Who are some of the rising stars performing on the night?
Well, Jeremy Silver chose some of his the main singers, and the one I think is Molly. She's very well known now in Cape Town, mm-hmm. And then of course I then now left it to him to showcase the best of what he has. He has some second year students that are very upcoming, and so forth.
Now, beyond the music, there's also a lovely experience awaiting the audience. Can you maybe tell us more about the dinner, the welcome drink, and the post-concert meet and greet?
Well, in the next concert, which features the young South African pianist Isaac van der Merwe, for example, he is going to speak about the piano music he's going to perform. The audience will have the dinner first, then they will go and listen to the recital, and he's performing Beethoven's Opus 109. He's performing Rachmaninoff's Variations on a Theme of Corelli, and he is also going to perform one of his own compositions, which he will talk about at the concert. And after the concert, then people will have the dessert, and at the dessert they will get to meet Isaac and then talk about him. And the same would be for all of the concerts.
Wonderful. Now, Ingrid, this actually sounds like a perfect evening out. Beautiful music, great food, and the stunning backdrop of Kirstenbosch, of course. But what atmosphere are you hoping to create for concert goers?
Well, in the concert each concert features has a different aspect. So the jazz concert, which is taking place on the 16th of November, will give audiences a chance to have experienced jazz in Moyo, while on the concert on the 2nd of December features Du Zuplaikis, which give an African flavor to, will add to the African flavor of Moyo, and will give audiences a really unique experience.
Now, for anyone who loves classical or jazz music but maybe hasn't been to a live concert in a while, why do you think this is the perfect event to attend?
Because it gives you the dinner, and it gives you a chance to see performers you maybe wouldn't see in another platform. For example, the concert on the 7th of December features the pianists that are taking part in the National Youth Music Competition. And that is happening in Stellenbosch. So people in the local area, they will then be able to see these upcoming performers. They'll also have a dinner and get to meet them. And it's, of course, one complete outing. It's your dinner, it's your drink, it's your dinner, and it's your concert, and everything all in one place.
All in one location, and the meet and greet afterwards.
Correct. And one doesn't always get to meet and speak to the performers. And, of course, this will allow the audiences an opportunity to come up close and personal with them.
Okay, and maybe you can just very quickly talk us through. The series aims to give a platform to local musicians across various genres. How important is that kind of support in today's arts landscape?
Well, I think it's extremely important. I think the fact that there's a variety of genres gives artists, all the artists in different performance genres, a chance to show what they can do. And it gives audiences, and especially local audiences, a chance to see what's out there and to interact with the performers afterwards, which they wouldn't really be able to do in other settings.
Absolutely. Now, how can listeners get their tickets, and are there any special offers or booking details they should know about?
Okay, they can get their tickets. They can book the tickets directly from the Moyo website. And if they go onto the Moyo website, they can book their tickets directly. The Moyo restaurant have also put the flyers out there for the concert, and they can scan the QR code on the flyer, and it will take you directly to the booking details. And they can also phone Moyo, or if they need any further inquiries, they can contact me.
Absolutely wonderful. Ingrid, it's really been great having you in studio. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
This is FMR.
Relive the timeless memories of Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. The CSNNY experience brings Cape Town's finest, John O'Tate, James Smith, Matt and Nick Cato, together for a 95-minute journey through classics like Carry On and Teach Your Children. And joining me now to tell us more about this incredible performance is the owner of Alma Cafe, John O'Tate. Welcome, John O.
Hello. How's it going, Jakob?
Doing very well in you, John O. John O, I want to start by firstly asking you, what made you want to bring the CSNY's music back to life?
That's an easy one, Yaku. I grew up with a dad who grew up with CSNY being a guiding star in his life. And he made very sure that when I was a young man, I was listening to this stuff, and I fell in love with it. It was always very funny in primary school. I was this 8, 9, 10-year-old kid, and all my peers were running around listening to Limp Bizkit and Linkin Park and stuff like that. And I'm trying to get them into Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young and the Beatles. And they just looked at me like I was crazy, you know. But I just heard something in that music that my dad had played for me that I just felt was so eternal, you know. When I met Nick and Matt and we realized that the way our voices sounded together, we would do a pretty good job of bringing something like Crosby, Stills and Nash, that very distinctive sound, we could do a really good job of bringing it back into the real world, you know, as opposed to just recordings.
Absolutely. Now, obviously, their harmonies are legendary. How do you nail them on stage?
Well, look, the simple answer is we open our mouths and we sing and it happens. but there's a bit more to it than that. Nick and Matt are part of a musical dynasty, actually. Their grandfather is Keith Blundell, who I'm sure a few listeners will recognize from the 70s, you know, who were traveling around South Africa as troubadours and TV personalities and music. So they're from this extraordinary musical lineage, and the two of them just grew up singing and harmonizing together in their bedroom. And then I grew up in choirs and singing harmonies with my dad and listening to all this kind of 60s and 70s folk and acoustic rock music with a lot of harmonies. So it just kind of, it felt like it came very naturally to me. And I heard the two of them sing and I went, gee, okay, that sounds like they approach singing the same way I do. And we got together and we sang and decided that, okay, we figured out the rest of our lives as three individuals. And then we got very serious about forming a band and making music together. And the initial work we put into it, we were actually reminiscing about it last weekend. We would rehearse for 2 years straight. We would rehearse 6 hours every Sunday and 4 hours every Tuesday night. So 10 hours a week for two years straight, just learning to sing with one another and harmonize.
Now, I also know that audiences say that your shows are actually very emotional and authentic. How do you keep that feeling real?
I mean, we care about one another. There's 13 years of interpersonal relationships at play. You know, Nick, Matt and I have grown up together. We've become men. Nick and Matt have become fathers. I've become a business owner. Matt's become, you know, he's gone through a couple of career shifts. Nick's had a couple of career shifts. And the one thing that's been central throughout the last 13 years of our lives as three individuals is that we can always come back and sing tunes in a room and just light the room up together and just feel joy and inspiration.
Absolutely. Now, with so many hits, how do you choose which songs make it into the show?
We play a long show. some of the Crosby, Stills and Nash stuff is very, I mean, certainly some of the songs that I really like, and I'm thinking in particular of Graham Nash's Cathedral. That's a real studio production. That's a very tough one to pull off live. But the simple answer is you kind of look at the tunes they were playing live because those are the ones that worked the best. Absolutely. And we just kind of drew off that. And then there were a couple of deep cuts that we pulled on that we really liked as well. And we just look at the songs we enjoy and then we play those because as soon as we're having a good time playing a song, that imbues it with that shared experience for everyone in the room.
Absolutely. Now, Jono, do you have any favorite memories behind classics like Carry On or Teach Your Children?
Well, I mean, I think the first time I heard Carry On and they go into that break halfway through the song and it's just that, like, I mean, it just, to me, it sounds like the vaults of heaven open and the, you know, the choirs of angels are singing when those harmonies launch. It just blew my head wide open when I was 10 years old. And I get to be in a room with people and we hit that note and it sounds like that. And I go, wow.
I love the melodic way that you put everything into words. So I want to ask you, Jono, how do you balance honoring the originals yet putting your own spin on the music?
Oh, that's an interesting question, Yaku. I think we make an effort to be fairly true to the music in that the songs themselves work because of the way David Crosby, Stephen Stills, Graham Nash, and Neil Young played them. And you know, as musicians playing this music, which is very particular and works because it was done the way it was done, we look to do a fairly accurate representation. I think where our feelings and emotion behind it comes in is in the effort and the emotion and putting into creating this faithful representation, and then also the storytelling behind it. We bring in a little bit about who we are and why we care. That's part of the show. But when it comes to singing a Crosby, Stills and Nash song, like you need it to sound like Crosby, Stills and Nash. And luckily we just happen to have this vocal chemistry that allows for that to happen.
Absolutely. Now, Jono, where can our listeners buy tickets and how much are they?
Tickets are 250 Rand for students and pensioners, and for everyone else, they're 280 Rand. They're available from the website, from the venue website, which is The Drama Factory. I think the website is www.thedramafactory.co.za. And the good news is, well, the bad news perhaps for the listeners who haven't bought yet, but the good news for us is that there are only 7 tickets left.
Oh, okay, so people need to jump.
People need a jump. If you're hearing this in the radio or off the radio and you're in your car, pull off to the side of the road and get on your phones, get those 7 tickets.
Jono, this is surely going to be one big buzz. Good luck with the show and thank you so much for joining us today.
An absolute pleasure. Thanks for the shout out.
Ons het omtrent 'n gepakte program gehad vandag met soveel wonderlike geleenthede wat plaasvind in en om die Kaap. First, we were joined by the Wagner Society's chairman Herbert Glückner, telling us more about an upcoming performance by the Richard Wagner Society Leader Soiree of Art Songs taking place on Sunday, the 26th of October in Sea Point at 6:30 p.m. Co-owner, taking care of marketing, Ash Searle, enlightened us with Kalk Bay Theatre's plans until December, featuring Man Band, Rouge, Ab, that opens on the 28th of November, as well as Brendan and the Bells, among others, that will be featured until December. MD Matthew Schulz also told us more about the Galileo Open Air Movie Magic that returns to Cape Town's starry skies, with shows taking place in various venues from the 15th of October 2025 to the 16th of May 2026. Ingrid Gollum also joined us to tell us about Kirsten Bosch Concert Classics featuring Stars of Opera UCT with Jeremy Silver at the piano, taking place on Saturday, 18 October at 6:30 p.m. at Kirsten Bosch Moyo Restaurant. And to finish off our wonderful program, owner of Alma Cafe, Jono Tate, joined us to tell us more about SNY Experience, a tribute to Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young, taking place on the 18th of October at 7:30 p.m. at the Drama Factory. If you would like your event to be featured on this program, email Lynette at diary@fmr.co.za. Van myself, Jaco Forster, en my ongelooflike klankingenieur Jordan, hier by Fine Music Radio, wens ons julle 'n lieflike middag. FMR.